9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, October 16th. I didn't see the word no class tonight in Dar's text message. No class tonight at the Sheboygan Public Library video training with Chris Ann Hall. It'll be next Monday, October 23rd. So they're not having a meeting tonight. It'll be next Monday. And Jim, I'm texting you the screenshot for you to be able to get a hold of Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, so you can give him a call. He needs to get some things fixed that Jonathan can help him with. So give him a call and get him hooked up with your person. He will do a great job for you guys. By the way, if you want Jonathan Deek, the computer geek's number, just text me geek. And I'll send you the information as well. Dave Ageman listening in this morning, former state representative, very conservative Republican National Committee man. He actually wrote, was part of the 2012 Republican platform. There it is. I keep getting messed up here. Chef Brian, haven't heard from you in a while. He says, hey, brother, it's awesome how your life partner, Miss Vicky, challenges you to be a better version of yourself than yesterday. Very inspiring. May God bless you both. Finally, a training event after Mackinac Island. The season there, 2023, is done. I've missed a lot of things making my bones here this summer, but not this one. What a perfect place to have the training. Yes. I believe they said 150 seats are going to be available for this. No, she's not helping. I've talked to Steffi Jacobson. Liberty Rising from Otsego is going to be bringing their people to the training. Marcy, who her son got married on Saturday. Congratulations, Marcy. She provided me the appointment to schedule it with Jay's and got us the room. I worked out the difference with them on the logistics. We're going to be setting up at 9 o'clock. Doors are going to open at 9:45. The store actually opens at 10. But we'll have somebody at the front door. If you're there for the training, you'll be allowed to come in early and go directly into the training room. So this will be probably the fastest 2.5 hours of your life. That's my plan. Informative, engaging, done in a way that you will remember this forever. Then you get the book to go home and read it in detail, word by word, and use the laminated reference guide at all future meetings, every single meeting you go to. You'll be able to take this reference guide with you. I've laid this out in such a way that it will be memorable, but you'll actually have the materials to take home and study further on your own. The book, we're going to go through it. I'm going to highlight the main items of Robert's Rules of Order. And I'm going to apply it to Lansing as you being a state representative so you can actually feel the impact of utilizing Robert's Rules of Order and understanding your oath of office. Now, one thing that you have to understand is what Dave Ajima said. Be sure to make sure, Randy, that you include what it means to discharge, quote unquote, a bill, meaning it must be voted on the next day, which then Speaker Jace Bulger broke that rule, preventing my two bills, American Laws for American Courts and E-Verify bills, from coming up for a floor vote. Well, there was actually a process that you could have used against the speaker. Now, of course, it would mean that you'd be taken off of committees. I know you were chair of transportation and others. He could have taken your office furniture out of the Anderson building. He could have taken away your parking permit. He could actually have taken over your staff had you used these rules against him, which I know you wouldn't want to do. Downstate Kim says many elected officials don't even have an oath of office on file. How do you know that? We have a ledger book in Antrim County. The clerk, Cheryl Guy, after people get elected, she has them come in and get sworn in to take their oath, and then she actually puts it in writing in the ledger book. I don't know how they could get elected and not take an oath of office. Explain that one to me. So Greg in Carp Lake says, so by donating to the website, you're being registered for the class. Exactly. It's right there on the website. Step by step, when you donate, you're donating $35 for each attendee. You're getting the book, you're getting the reference guide, you're getting the state constitution, you're getting the training. You'll get an email after making your donation. That is your ticket. We will get notified of your donation. You'll be put on the spreadsheet. And then I'll ask maybe Miss Sherry to check people in on the spreadsheet. So, yeah, it fully explains everything. The donation. The donation is, without a doubt, your ticket confirmation that you paid for the class so we can order the books and the reference guides. I'm getting them through Amazon. As a matter of fact, if you go to the website, folks, I put links there. A link to the book and a link to the guide, so you can actually see what you're getting and the cost. So you can see we're not making a lot of money on this at all. By the time I pay for the room and the apples and the bottled water and the gas, we'll probably break even. Now, one thing I do want to put out there, I am looking for people to donate $35 for a student. I'm going to offer this to high school and college students to come with you guys at no cost. But I still have to pay for the book and I still have to pay for the reference guide. The apples, the bottled water, the gas, Jay's Sporting Goods. So if you want to make a donation for a student, just go to the website, Click Me event. I'll send you the link. And in the message box, when you make the donation, you can put this ticket is for a student. I can't make it. I can't attend, but I'd like to purchase a ticket for a student. I would love to have 15, 20, 30 young people, high school, college students, come to this training. If your Republican Party would like to buy some tickets for students from your county, you can put it out there and sponsor them locally at your county. Then all you got to do is find the kids to come, and they can attend for free. But they'll have the book, they'll have the reference guide. But more importantly, they will be armed with information that will change their lives forever. How many meetings have you attended for Republican Party or Stand Up Michigan or Antrim County Conservative Unions, school board meetings, city council meetings, township meetings, county commissioner meetings? How many have you attended in your life? And potentially, how many could they attend in their young lives armed with this information? Sherry says thousands of meetings. Every single one of those meetings should have been ran using Robert's Rules of Order. Now picture yourself being a 16-year-old high school student. Back when you were 16, sophomore in high school. If you had come to this training on December 2nd, like potentially they could, for free, how would that have changed your meetings over all these years? You could have been holding chairman out of order. You're not following Robert's Rules of Order. There's a motion on the floor. It was seconded, supported. Discussion should be taking place, and you have to vote on the motion before you can move on. I know many times motions are made, and they don't even take a vote on them. They didn't properly table them. There was not a definite execution of the motion. That's what it's called. You're going to learn all this.
I'm excited.
Saturday after the training, I could hardly go to sleep. Final segment of hour number one. Got a couple more text messages. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Dave Agema texts me back. He says, why do you do these meetings when I'm in the Bahamas? Laugh out loud. I don't do it on purpose, but I've already been contacted by a couple of people. They saw the website acconservatives.org, and they said, can you put on one of these trainings down in our area? I've already got a Patriot listener down in Monroe. And I had another one from West Michigan area over near Kalamazoo. They can't make it to Gaylord. As a matter of fact, they can't make it that particular day. So I said, you know what? Let's see how it goes. If we get a lot of patriots come to the meeting, come to the training, they like the way I conduct it. Maybe they give me some good reviews on it. I may then schedule some more of these in January, February around the state. My whole purpose of this is to get people trained up for next year's election. We started with the boot camp on the U.S. Constitution, October 7th. Now we're going to do Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution on December 2nd in Gaylord. So let's see how it goes. If it proves to be very successful, everybody enjoyed it, they learned a lot, then I might be, I might become the traveling man. Because this information, folks, applies to every single organization, every single board, even corporations. You have to understand, this is a process to conduct and run productive meetings. And especially if they fall under the Open Meetings Act, they must use Robert's Rules of Order. It's not an option. They cannot call a meeting to order without having an agenda. Old business, new business, public comment, etc. It's all in there. And there's things in there that must be followed. You cannot pass an ordinance. You cannot pass a rule. You can't spend money. You can't do anything unless you follow these rules. Lansing is a perfect example. When you see a chairman, somebody with a gavel in their hand in the House chamber or in the state Senate, they are the chairman, basically, of the meeting. It's supposed to be run a certain way. Got a text. I want to go to this class so many times that I could end up teaching it too. Not really, but I want to know Robert's Rules of Order like second nature without a thought. Auto response, like breathing. It's funny you bring up breathing. Remember you brought up the word breathing. Just remember that. It's a little bit of a teaser. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but you're going to see breathing at this training. it drives home specifically the point, the power of this whole process, what's going on in Lansing. So remember that word breathing. And yes, it will be automatic. Why? Because you're going to have the book. It's only, I believe, 64 pages. And the reference guide that you're going to take with you. And guess what? Because you'll have it right there in your hand, it will be automatic for you. Even the chairman running the meetings, unless they come to this class and they're fully trained up on it, they may not even know Robert's Rules of Order properly, which you'll be able to call them out. This is exactly how the Democrats are running Lansing right now. The light bulb came on. As I sat through the training on Saturday, I'm sitting here going, oh my God, this is how they're doing it. This is exactly how they're ramming their agenda through. And I'm going to use it at the class. Again, you will be a state representative. I'm going to be Speaker of the House. Yes, I'm going to be Democrat Joe Tate. The things that are listed in the book is exactly what the process was that they went through when they took over power January of this year. It's exactly how they've been passing the bills, ramming them through committees. We're going to learn how to set up committees, how to assign people to committees. This, folks, definitely was a God thing. That boot camp, October 7th, a week ago Saturday, triggered this whole process. And when I reached out and talked to the people training me on how to be an instructor, it just, the light bulb clicked. Figure out a way to teach the class where it's applicable to your area. And I thought of maybe school boards operating a certain way. Then I thought about county commissioners operating a certain way. And then the light bulb hit me, the lightning bolt. This is how Lansing has been operating. You're going to have so much fun. We are going to have a blast. This 2.5 hours is going to go by so quick, it'll make your head spin. And no breaks except for one potty break. We're going to stand up a couple of times. I'm going to make sure the blood is in your butt. But yes, no lunch breaks, nothing. Have breakfast and coffee before you come. Bring a pen. Again, text me event. We're going to move on. We've got stories in Lansing, but Missy from My Pure Health Solutions is going to give your testimonials that she's been getting down in Battle Creek. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time.